Thanks to the 549 generous donors who made our stealth campaign such a success. Together, we were able to end the drive several days early and over the goal at $73,615. Contributions are still coming in over the transom, so to speak. What did you think of the drive? Here are some comments we've received. Paul Ryman wrote, "Congrats on making the summer fundraising goal. This exemplifies WHQR's ability to think out of the box with respect to new fundraising opportunities. Second time successful, I think." He's right. "Keep it up. Our thanks to you not just for providing great quality radio information, but also for your addition to our environment here in the Cape Fear. Your contribution makes it so much better living here and is greatly appreciated." Listener Mary wrote on Friday, "This last hour has not sounded very stealthy. I already sent in a contribution during the drive, and I make a point of supporting the stealth drives because the normal fundraising campaigns are so annoying and borderline offensive. But please keep your word. You're almost at your goal, and yet every single break this morning has featured a pitch for funds. Stealth means stealth." I wrote back to Mary that we appreciate her support of the stealth drive. "We do try to be very careful to say that we will not interrupt programming during our stealth drives, and that's true. All of our messages occur during natural breaks provided by NPR and other program suppliers. In a typical day, listeners would be hearing weather reports, cultural calendar items, program promotions, and other announcements during these times. We do not take extra time from the program content to do these items or for stealth messages at any time during the drive." John Sheehan wrote, "Proof that anticipated pain is a powerful motivator." Listener James commented last Thursday that our news failed to report on the state budget surplus and the CNBC ranking of North Carolina as fifth in the country for best for businesses. James may not have heard all of our news broadcast the night before, because we did report on the budget surplus in at least one of Wednesday's All Things Considered newscasts. On the other hand, listener Mary wrote, "Try not to be so repetitive of the news. I realize you have to repeat for those who may not have heard, but I tend to turn the radio off after the first hour so as not to hear the same stories over and over. Otherwise, I love NPR and am thankful." We also received comments about other aspects of the station during the stealth drive. Here's a sample. Patricia wrote, "Miss your money pitches, Barbara." Catherine wrote, "Both stations are a major part of our days. Thank you for keeping us informed and entertained." Margaret wrote, "I'm in Myrtle Beach and so happy that you added a Myrtle Beach station for Classical HQR. It makes me so happy. I will say that sometimes the signal for it is not really strong in the mornings usually, and I hope that will be fixed at some point, but thank you." Well, our 102.3 signal in Myrtle Beach, like 92.7 in Wilmington, is licensed by the FCC as a low-power repeater of our Classical HQR signal on 91.3's HD2 channel. An HD radio would therefore solve the problem for Margaret and others, but just as with 92.7, there is no realistic path that we see to increasing the power of 102.3. David wrote, "Thank you for finally bringing Fiona Ritchie back to your playlist." And here's my all-time favorite response. Jeffrey wrote, "Where would we be without you?" To that I say, we would be nowhere without YOU. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. And many thanks, as always, for your feedback.